Welcome to week six of Who's Gonna Win? Asa Lucas with Matt Mullinex, Chris Parks, and Christian Adams. Gentlemen, glad to have you back. Everyone's in high spirits. It's another good week. A lot of football to cover. And so of doing that, let's talk about last week's predictions. Chris, you were in last place with a prediction of 5-3. Christian, you and I were tied at 6-2, and Matt, congratulations, 7-1, nearly perfection.
Yeah, almost. Made a big jump last week on Chris. So here we are.
Clawing your way back up. Chris, what's going on there?
I don't know. You got to take your lumps every once in a while. You know, we'll regroup, refocus. It's okay.
Absolutely. And looking back at those eight previous games, we'll go through it. Exira, EHK at Cam, we all had the Cougars winning. That was a perfect 4-0. Then with Griswold and Stanton, there was a split. Chris, you and I thought Stanton had a victory there, but it turned out to be Griswold for Matt and Christian. Congratulations. Next up was ACGC at Riverside. Chris, this was a gamble for you. Bulldogs nearly pulled it
good
off.
Game.
That was
good
one
game.
Of the wackiest games of football I've ever seen. Following that was Missouri Valley at Red Oak. All four of us saw Red Oak winning that one. Then AHSTW at Trainer. And 0-4, we completely tanked as the Vikings were not able to get it done. Trainer Cardinals taking the victory there. Greene County at Kemper Catholic. We all saw Kemper Catholic getting a win, and we were correct. Then Perry at Nevada, perfect 4-4, believing in Nevada. And Knoxville at Atlantic. This is where the controversy and Twitter war began online. I've been having to delete a lot of comments off of Facebook and Twitter for Christian. As we had three of us saw that Atlantic would win. That was myself, Matt, and Chris. And then Christian went with Knoxville, thinking the air raid would be effective.
Didn't work out so well.
Pitchforks were out.
I thought so. Well, good thing I stay off of Twitter and Facebook then.
But you'll survive for another day, and you're not in a bad spot as you're not in last place.
Not in last place, and that's all that matters.
Overall standings in last place with a record of 30-10 is the Mr. Lucas. In second to last place is Christian Adams with a record of 31-9. And then we have a tie for first between Matt and Chris. The drama. We'll continue in just a moment as we hear a message from our sponsors from Rush, CPA, and Fairway.
Hey, Garrett, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Yeah, Becky, this week we have a great deal on Pepsi, Coke, 7-Up, 12-pack, 12-ounce cans. Buy three, get three free. Great for the grill, T-bone steaks for only $9.88 a pound. We have our Frito-Lay party-sized chips for only $3.88 each when you buy three. Get our fresh blackberries for only $1.98 for 6 ounces. We have a great savings to stock up the freezer on our 85% lean ground beef 10-pound tubes for only $3.88 a pound. And don't forget to check out the rest of our ad for all our great savings, and thank you for choosing your Atlantic Fairway.
We're Fairway, your Fairway. You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Welcome back here to Who's Gonna Win Week 6 Edition. Got a good slot of games for all of you listeners. And to start with Cam at Sydney, I've elected to volunteer myself to go first. Mm-hmm. So wow. I want to be a good example of hosting, and you know, you got to walk the walk if I'm going to talk the talk.
An election, huh?
So
I don't remember voting. But.
Well, it is the time of the year.
is this a Democratic Party over here?
No
just
primary.
No primary. Just throw whoever we want at the wind.
No comment. I think so. You know, we had our own Christian Adams write a mid-season review on the Cam Cougars this past week, if you've been listening, or going to KJAN.com to the sports section. I read that story on air, and let me tell you that Cam has something cooking with McCade Paulson. He's leading the Cougars in rushing with 602 yards, 88 carries, 13 scores. And he's been an issue for a lot of teams this year, and I think he'll be a pain for Sydney. They're at home, but they lost to East Mills 44-24, and Cam won 66-24. I like the Cougars to take this win. Matt?
I'm going to go with the Cougars as well, even though it's a little bit of a road trip for them. I think they've got a few things. You know, they've just been, like you said, Paulson's been doing a nice job in there, Bauer. But I think their defense has really been, you know, pulling their weight along there. They've got a few injuries this week, so they'll be sending some key players out this week. But I think it'll still be fine for them to get it done. The replacements will be just fine. They're a very solid team with some depth, and so I think that's going to come through here this week for them. But Coach Bauer's got this team playing a high level. I know they were very, very extremely disappointed with last week's performance that they had, and so I think that you're definitely going to see a bounce back for them.
Okay. Chris?
Yeah, I was surprised by that game. You know, it was a little tougher there for the Cougars than I thought it would be against the Spartans. But there is, you know, some history there and some other things, like Matt said, going on. So, yeah, I think this is that, you know, prototypical bounce back type of game. This is a team that's going to go out there with something to prove. Sydney's kind of been, you know, up and down. They're just kind of, you know, hanging in there against some teams that are maybe close to their level. And I think Cam's on a different level. So I'm going to go with the Cougars.
And Christian?
Well, a little bit of a varying opinion here. I think this has every making for a trap game for Cam. They have a big contest next week against Fremont Mills. They've won four in a row coming into this game. Sydney can throw the ball a little bit. 708 yards through the air, 44 for 95. That's just a little under 50%, so that's not fantastic. But 708 yards through the air in eight-man football is not terrible. They still, though, have a top 20 defense, according to BC Moore. They did have a scare last week against the Xire EHK. How about that? Really, it was a safety in the fourth quarter that saved them, gave them that two-point win over their rivals in Xire EHK. I mean, you can't not mention Paulson. Over 1,000 total yards in offense, 21 touchdowns. They have a good back in Chester, too, who's averaging 9.1 on the ground. And they've got another one that's close to – oh, he's close to breaking the 500-yard mark. They have top 20 offense, too. Michael Hensley for Sydney's not bad. Somehow Cam has more passing touchdowns with, you know, a lot less yards than Sydney. Godfrey for Sydney is rushing for over 5.5 for carry. That's not bad at 381 yards. They have a couple weapons on the outside. Sydney's defense, though, middle of the pack. I think they're going to have a lot of trouble with Paulson. I think the keys to this game, Cam's mindset, which we know Barry Bauer is going to have them ready to go. As you said, he wasn't happy with last week. I'm taking the Cougars.
Okay, a 4-for-4 there on Cam. Next up is East Mills at Griswold. Matt, okay, you're up to go.
Griswold picked up their first win last week. Called it, you bet. Nice job, Tigers. Homecoming week down there at Griswold, so everybody's going to be excited for that. East Mills comes in with the 3-2 record. I think they've got a couple of wins there when you compare teams. Over Sydney and Stanton, and whereas Griswold lost to Sydney but did pick up that win against Stanton. So I think when you look at some of the comparables back and forth, I think East Mills has probably got a little bit stronger offensive production out there to put points up on the board. So I'm going to go with East Mills and the Wolverines, right?
Wolverines, yeah, right?
Wolverines.
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 Chris, what are you seeing?
Yeah, I think what Matt pointed out is kind of what I saw when kind of doing the comparison. You know, East Mills has played a little bit better, more consistently throughout the year. I am happy for Griswold. That was awesome for them to, you know, get a win last week. I was glad to be wrong on that one. But I think East Mills has got a little bit more going on the offensive side. Their quarterback, Caleb Urban's, had a pretty good year so far, throwing for over 1,400 yards and 16 touchdowns. They always seem to be a team that does everything okay. You know, they don't have a lot of weaknesses typically, a team that kind of plays well-rounded football. So I think those boys from Malvern are going to come up there to Griswold and get a win.
Christian?
I think this game's actually might be pretty close. Griswold's been getting better week by week, I think. But boy, you're right. Caleb Urban, completing his passes at a 61% clip, 13.6 yards per completion. They're 3-2 on the year, but I mean, their losses are to Fremont Mills, and Cam. Their offense is ranked 27, like not spectacular, but definitely not bad by any means. Like Griswold's win against Stanton last week, Bodie Wyman did really well, throwing for 277 yards and 4 touchdowns. Their defense. Griswold's defense has given up 44 points in every single game they played. According to BC Moore, they're ranked 55th. I think the keys in this game, how accurate can Wyman be throwing the ball, and can their defense hold Eastmill to under 40 points? I think Eastmill's defense is better. I like where Griswold's going. They're making improvements, but I think their struggle to keep points off the board is going to be the downfall in this one. Give me East Mills.
Okay, we got three there for East Mills. And I'll have to join you gentlemen there. Caleb Urban and the way he's been able to perform so far has been extremely impressive. I think Griswold is continuing to make the right steps, but not quite ready for the passing ability and the passing game there of East Mills. So first two matchups there, we all agree Cam's going to win against Sydney, and then in unison with East Mills at Griswold. Next up is Fremont Mills at Exira EHK. And Chris, start us off.
All right, so we go to another section of Mills County here, down on the Fremont line there in Tabor. Sawyer Forney,
that's the name,
right? Yeah, that makes sense, right? Sawyer Forney's done a good job as a freshman at quarterback for FM. He's got 13 touchdowns to his name, and then of course, you know, I brought up before one of the greatest names in Southwest Iowa football, and J.W. Lincoln Hooker out there. Catching some balls and running the ball for touchdowns as well. Exira EHK, I think they've made some steady improvements. You know, they've gotten better as the season's gone on, and that's what you ask. And, you know, bounce back from that really rough game they had a couple weeks ago there against Audubon. But I think there's a few more weapons out there for FM. I'm going to go with the Knights.
Okay, Christian.
Yeah, you know, I think this is a really similar game to that Cam and Sydney game. Of course, Fremont Mills has Cam coming up next. Can be kind of a trap game if they're looking ahead. They got to be careful. I mean, Fremont Mills ranked 22, and Exira EHK is ranked 36. Exira EHK has had the sixth hardest schedule. Really doesn't get any easier moving forward. Fremont Mills' schedule, the one thing is that it's close to the bottom third as far as their difficulty. Their only loss thus far is to a top 10 team in Lenox. They can run the ball, throw the ball, Forney completing over 50% of his passes. Jonathan Epkai averaging 10.1 yards per carry. Your Lincoln Hooker, J.W. Lincoln Hooker, averaging 9.1 on the ground. Both have over 370 yards. And they have a top 20 defense, too, with six interceptions, which we know is a weakness of Brabham. You have to love the way that Exira EHK played against Cam last week, but that's a rival for them. I think they're going to take a step back this week. And I really like how Fremont Mills is what they're doing, and I'll join the round table and give me the Knights.
Well done. Well done. But hopefully you're not going on a crusade anytime soon. So all the stats that I had prepared has been mentioned, so I can't add a whole lot of perspective on this one, but I'm going to reiterate one of Exira EHK's biggest problems is that their offense has become really one-dimensional with the seven interceptions and only one passing touchdown. You take that away, and Fremont Mills knows exactly what they need to do to get the win, and that's just stop the run. And that handed win for Fremont Mills over Exira EHK, they've just been impressive. I know previously Exira EHK was able to snag a victory last year, 28-22, but I like Fremont Mills to win this one.
I'm going to go with Fremont Mills as well. They're going to be too strong. Yeah, it'll be close, or not close, but it'll be a tough game up on the hill early on, but Fremont Mills' depth and strength will pull away.
Got to agree with you on that one. So in our first segment here for our first three games, it is all unison. We'll all either thrive together or we'll drown together. Either way, as we have Cam beating Sydney, East Mills winning against Griswold, and Fremont Mills getting the win against Exira EHK. Let's hear a word from our sponsors, Rush CPA and Fairway, and we'll be back with some more.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA and Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic, in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey Garrett, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Yeah, Becky, this week we have a great deal on Pepsi, Coke, 7-Up, 12-pack, 12-ounce cans. Buy three, get three free. Great for the grill, T-bone steaks for only $9.88 a pound. We have our Frito-Lay party-sized chips for only $3.88 each when you buy three. Get our fresh blackberries for only $1.98 for 6 ounces. We have great savings to stock up the freezer on our 85% lean ground beef 10-pound tubes for only $3.88 a pound. And don't forget to check out the rest of our ad for all our great savings, and thank you for choosing your Atlantic Fairway.
Thanks for sticking around here on Who's Gonna Win, our Week 6 edition. Ace Lucas with Matt Mullinex, Chris Parks, and Christian Adams. Gentlemen, a better, more evenly matched, some could say, in this slate of matchups. We have Audubon at Glen Ralston, ACGC at IKM Manning, and Trainer at Underwood. Do not let records deceive you. And starting things off for Audubon at Glen Ralston, Mr. Adams, it is your go.
All right. Audubon is really going to have their hands full with the Wildcats quarterback. Wallace has 17 rushing touchdowns, 908 yards. That's 182 yards per game. He also completes 63% of his passes. But boy, I think Audubon is the real deal, man. They're ranked number 2 according to BC Moore. They've had the 9th hardest schedule. They have a top 15 offense and a top 10 defense. I mean, there's nothing not to like about Audubon. You know, we got a chance to see them, you know, play Xaira EHK a couple of weeks ago. They did exactly what a top team should do against a team that's kind of middle of the road. They absolutely put the pedal to the metal in the first half, then put the backups in and took the pedal to the metal in the second half too. Glidden Rolston's also had a really tough schedule. Actually, they're 5th hardest, and they have a pretty good defense led by Alex Daniels. However, I think Colby Wallace is the end-all, be-all of their offense. There's not much outside of that when you take a look at the numbers everybody else is producing. I think the Wildcats are too one-dimensional, and the Wheelers roll and remain perfect.
How many times do you think someone said the Wheelers will roll onto a victory?
I mean, it's right there. I mean, it's like putting a baseball it's on a tee. You thing. Can't not take yeah. it.
It's kind of the thing. I mean, there's a wheel in the logo, so.
Yeah.
I'm just yeah.
so I'm not wrong.
Yeah,
I can't be wrong using that analogy.
What an impressive season there for Audubon, as you were mentioning, Christian. They've looked strong so far. They look big. They look fast. They look accurate. And something I thought was interesting is they have similar numbers when it comes to passing and rushing between Glen Ralston and Audubon. 46 pass attempts on the year for the Wildcats, 43 for Audubon, 209 rushing attempts for Glen Ralston, 191 for Audubon, and then their stat lines almost identical. So when I was trying to find what would give a team an edge and who's going to win, I found that with Carson Wessel in the Audubon passing game, the Wheelers are averaging almost 21 yards of completion, and Glen Ralston is just at 10. Explosive plays make the difference in football. Let's roll with the Wheelers. Okay, Matt.
I don't know.
Keep things spinning?
Yeah. Let's just keep it rolling, baby. I'm going to go with the Wheelers as well. Yeah, they're going to go up. Like you said, good numbers between the two of them, but defense is the key factor in there. So Audubon Wheelers on the road.
We'll spin on to a victory. And Christian.
I'll leave all that stuff up to you radio guys.
Chris, what do you got for us, Chris?
Yeah, I mean, Wallace has some nice numbers for Glen Ralston, but yeah, this Audubon team. I don't know that Coach Burks maybe could have saw this working out as well as it has, you know, moving Wessel over into that quarterback spot, and then Olsen just still doing his thing, running the ball. So, yeah, they got a good setup going there. Audubon has a chance to go a long ways. This week, I don't think it would matter if those wooden wheels were square. They're still going to be able to roll to win.
Jesus. I like that one. That's a good one.
Keeps getting better.
Okay.
So then, lucky.
Then we have in this room. ACGC at IKM Manning.
Ooh.
My notes for this one is, or what I wrote down, was Christian and I had a lot of fun calling the Chargers last week. Holy smokes, that was a crazy game. Yet ACGC managed to find a way to win it despite the onside kicks and fumbles. That Mike Fuller kid is an absolute beast and is going to be an issue if he hasn't already been an issue for most defenses. He's very Gavin McLaren-esque, I think, with how strong of a runner he is. IKM Manning had a nice start to the year going 2-0, but on a 3-game losing streak, losing to 3 teams that ACGC has all won against. Chargers are going to shock everyone and get the win.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Chargers as well. that was a tough win for them last week. And I think, you know, listening to some of Coach Mathewson's comments after the game, he felt like there was opportunities for them to maybe put the game away, potentially in there for them. So, you know, I think they're going to make some corrections in there, and they'll get things rolling again and go with the Chargers this week on the road.
Chris?
Yeah, that sure looked like a fun game to watch. That score was wild, watching that go back and forth throughout the night. And you know, don't feel too bad about being on the wrong end of it with the fight that Riverside was able to put up there too. But ECGC's proven themselves. You know, they just keep doing their thing, and they obviously have their style, and it works well. You know, IKM Manning's always kind of a tough team. They'll give them a little bit of a thorn, I think, for a while in this game, but I still think the Chargers will win it. So I'll go with ACGC.
And Christian?
Well, ACGC, I think, as we all know, is a really good team. They nearly had a disaster last week. I mean, they fumbled the ball five times. Five times. They lost three of them. They still have a top 10 offense in that wishbone option style, which is really, really difficult to stop. You know, last week was the first time on defense that they'd given up more than 21 points, as they have a really good defense. Xander Harwood did not play in that game. He was out with an injury. He's their kind of lead go-to man on defense. You know, if he is back this week, I expect the ACGC defense to be a lot better than they were last week. Mathewson was not pleased with the way the defense played last week. And through all of that, moving some pieces around on the defensive side of the ball, they were still able to escape with a win against a top 10 team in Riverside. I mean, IKM Manning has some good players. Ben Ramsey's completing more than 50% of his passes. Their rushing attack with Ben Langle and David Rasmussen, they both have over 400 yards. Jackson Gordon last week, I think, was the sole reason why Riverside was in that game. He was phenomenal. I look at this ACGC team, I don't think they have a standout like Jackson Gordon. I don't think that they have that explosiveness that can unplug the power on the Chargers. Give me ACGC.
4-for-4 there on ACGC. And our last pick of this segment will be Trainer at Underwood. And Matt, you have the honor here of dissecting this matchup.
All right. Yeah, I have a Trainer on this one. You know, I've kind of gone with the visiting team so far in all of our games. Well, actually, we all have, actually. So I'm just going to keep that going. But Trainer, you know, they've got a little over almost 1,500 yards of total offense. Underwood's a little more pass-heavy, 10 touchdowns. But, you know, they've thrown 8 interceptions, a little uncharacteristic from Garrett Lewitt in there on the season. But I think also the ground game for Trainer has been very strong with Sorensen. And, you know, those are just going to be some of those things. They picked up that big win against HTW, so I think their game planning has been there as far as on the coaching staff. And so I look for them to kind of continue another Western Iowa Conference rivalry game within this district here for them. But and it's on the road, but nothing that they're not used to. So I'm going to go with the Cardinals.
I like it. Chris?
Yeah, this is going to be a fun game. These two teams do not like each other very much. They've got a pretty good rivalry history. Trainer's obviously recently proven themselves. That was a heck of a win last week. I really didn't see that coming. I thought they maybe could keep it close and possibly pull off an upset against the Vikings, but they really controlled that game, dominated the game. You look at comparable scores, you know, too, it seems like it's been opposite directions. Underwood's kind of maybe lost a step as the season's gone on. Trainer's getting better week to week. And they just sound like they play tough, hard-nosed football. They really have gotten their kids to buy in just to playing hard. The other motivating factor for the Cardinals, Underwood's won the last 4 in this series by a combined 190-0. Trainer's going to be ready to come out and prove something. I'm going to go with Trainer.
Christian?
I think it's going to be a really good game also. I mean, we've talked about how BC Moore's not the end-all, be-all, but you look at how they've ranked AHSTW, Underwood, and Trainer. AHSTW, who just lost to Trainer, is higher than both Underwood and Trainer, and then Underwood at 2-3 is also ranked higher than Trainer. So give another piece of motivation to Trainer there. I liked what Ben Casey has done. He's 58 for 104, 582 yards. I mean, they have a really good rushing attack in Sorensen, as you said, Sorensen. At 668 yards. I think the one thing that kind of benefits Underwood in this one is their strength of schedule. You look at the strength of schedule Underwood has had, it's the 5th hardest there in Class 1A. But boy, I think motivation is just a powerful, powerful thing. And when you've lost four in a row to a team by a score of that margin, I think Trainor's going to come out and be ready to play. Give me the Cardinals.
Not so fast, my friend. Listen, we all can't just go complete 8-0. I don't think that's ever happened in the history of who's going to win.
I don't know, yeah.
Someone has to go out on a limb eventually. People listen for the drama and for the excitement. Let's recap some stats. Hopefully I can show you some logic in where I'm coming from. So you're absolutely right. Trainor's looking great this year, coming off that 28-7 win against AHSTW. You see that the ground game has been there. Drew Myers, Bryce McIntosh, they're getting defensive scores. And then Trainor has held their opponents to 14.2 points per game. And the only time they've given up double-digit scoring is in that 27-21 loss to Tri-Center back in week two. And then AHSTW's Luke Sternberg, I mean, a phenomenal, phenomenal back, was limited only 70 yards on 14 carries last week. So I'm absolutely with you there. This Trainor defense has earned, has really contributed to that 4-1 record. Underwood, I think, has been a little more balanced. Garrett Luett, he's not been phenomenal, but 791 yards, 10 touchdowns. He has a couple targets he really likes, like Easton Robertson with 27 catches and Sam Holsing with 16 catches. And then Will Buchholz been doing an okay job, 364 yards on 56 carries. I do like that Underwood's defense has forced 12 turnovers in their first five games. I think their start of the year has been a bit of a gauntlet. This was a tough decision for me, but I have a good feeling about Underwood. They understand what this game means. They know the pressure and the bulletin board material of we're the 2-3 team. A lot of people are going to be counting us out. I'm going to go out on a limb.
Homecoming, too.
Oh, wow. Yeah. There you go.
Matt, I'll give you – this is the only time I'll let you change your mind.
No, I'm not. Good. Thank you.
Determined. I like it. So with our segment there, Audubon at Glen Ralston, we all see the Wheelers get another victory. ACGC will beat IKM Manning. And then with Trainor and Underwood, I am out on a limb with Underwood getting the win. It is 1-3. Pretty scary. But when we return, our last two pick-ems, Red Oak at Shenandoah, a toss-up, and then Atlantic at Creston. We'll be back after we hear from Fairway and Rush CPA.
Hey, Garrett, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Yeah, Becky, this week we have a great deal on Pepsi, Coke, 7-Up, 12-pack, 12-ounce cans. Buy three, get three free. Great for the grill, T-bone steaks for only $9.88 a pound. We have our Frito-Lay party-sized chips for only $3.88 each when you buy three. Get our fresh blackberries for only $1.98 for 6 ounces. We have a great savings to stock up the freezer on our 85% lean ground beef 10-pound tubes for only $3.88 a pound. And don't forget to check out the rest of our ad for all our great savings, and thank you for choosing your Atlantic Fairway. We're Fairway,
your Fairway. You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Welcome back here to our final segment on week 6 of Who's Gonna Win, Ace Lucas with Matt Mullinex, Chris Parks, and Christian Adams. Gentlemen, we have two games remaining. Red Oak at Shenandoah is the first one. And Chris, it is your turn to go first.
Oh, boy. All right. Interesting game. What do you go with this? You look at the schedules for these two teams, and you're kind of scratching your head like, okay, I guess what team's going to show up? But Adam Byers did a nice job for Red Oak on the ground with 9 touchdowns. They took one on the chin in the middle of the season to Clarinda, 46-0, whereas Shenandoah hung real close. Shenandoah did win this game last year, and they got a young quarterback that's starting to, I think, gain his footing a little bit more. I think there's a little bit more out there for what Shenandoah can do, so I'm going to go with the Mustangs to get one at home.
Ooh.
Christian.
The home team.
What do you think?
You know, Shenandoah's a song. Did you know that?
Yes.
Yes, beautiful song. Love that song. Yeah, boy, look at Joey O'Rourke. 1,153 passing yards on the year, 54 for 79. He's also rushed for 137, too. You look at both of these teams' rushing attacks, they're right about the same. Shenandoah's outgained Red Oak 765 to 729 on the ground. They've gotten a few more yards per carry there. Yeah, it's tough not to pick Shenandoah with this one. I'm going to go with the Mustangs. Put me on the assembly line, please.
All right. I like it. I like it. Next up for me with Red Oak at Shenandoah. We've all talked about Joey O'Rourke. I'm going to add my opinion on that one. He has very much impressed me, almost 70% on his completions. 1,100 yards, 13 touchdowns to only 5 interceptions. You know, the Shenandoah offense has been pretty excited or excitable. 42 points, 55 points, 58 points. They know how to score really well. And when you're averaging over 34 points and 383 yards of offense, that's just statistically and aesthetically more pleasing than what Red Oak has been able to do. So I'm going to go with Shenandoah. I think they're going to gallop to a victory. And Matt.
I'm going to go with the Mustangs as well. They're wild and free, you know, and they're out there roaming.
There it is. So.
We knew you'd cave in, Matt.
Caved.
You just only had to survive one more.
Jeez. Yeah, shut down. Red Oak wants to run the ball. That's what they want to do. So if Shenandoah can stop that run game, it's going to really force them into a situation that they don't want to be in. I think Shenandoah can do that. They've shown that again that they've been very productive offensively, can do different things, a little more versatile than Red Oak can be. So I'm going to go with the Mustangs.
Going with the Mustangs. And lastly, so we all agree, Red Oak at Shenandoah. It's now Atlantic at Creston. One of the big games of the week, if not the biggest. And starting things off for us in order will be Christian Adams.
I always got to start the Atlantic ones, don't I?
Well, Matt's been there. Matt's done his fair share now.
Yeah. No, that's very true. No, you're just putting the new guy on tap. I see how it is.
We like to get the fresh perspective.
I mean, you take a look at this game, and every statistic will tell you that Atlantic is a little bit better than Creston, right? Except for passing yards. That's the one kind of stat. But you look at the passing yards per completion, Atlantic is favored there. Passing touchdowns, Atlantic's favored there. Passing interceptions, Atlantic's favored there. Rushing attempts, Atlantic's favored. Rushing yards, Atlantic's favored. Yards per carry, Atlantic's favored. But boy, Creston has had one of the most difficult schedules in the class. I think this is a really, really tough game for Atlantic to go on the road and win. Boy, goodness gracious, I really don't want to pick Atlantic again. But I think that strength of schedule and the running back, Weston Trapp, who's got 915 yards, is comparable to Tyson O'Brien. I think he's going to be a real problem for Atlantic. I am going to take Creston.
Can you hear it, Christian? The mob's beginning to form.
Oh, my God.
They're grabbing their pitchforks. Yes.
Well, if I'm wrong here, my head might be on a pike in front of Brummer's office. So,
well, it's my turn to go, and I'm with you, Christian. Don't let Creston's 1-4 record fool you. This is a very good football team, especially considering what Weston Trapp did last week. 447 rushing yards, 6 touchdowns on 40 carries, and he never slowed down the whole game. He just has a lot of strength and good decision-making when he's behind the line of scrimmage on when to cut and how to get to the edge. And then Creston's first 5 games, let's talk about that gauntlet. Winterset, Lewis Central, Ballard, Carroll, and Harlan. Impressive. Impressive to survive that and then go up against an injured Harlan team. You know, but what I've seen with Atlantic is they've also been taking care of business, collecting 5 wins, and they're doing it behind the legs of Tyson O'Brien. Over 1,000 rushing yards on 136 carries. He's averaging 7.7 yards a carry, 7 scores. Then Gavin McLaren, 56 touches, 478 rushing yards, 8.5 yards per carry, and 10 touchdowns. This one was a debate for me, and I've gone 5-1 with picking the Trojans, so let's pick them again. Matt, what are you seeing?
Yeah, I think that, like you said, Creston's record, their schedule, strength of schedule has been very tough here so far. And very deceiving for their record in there. So and at the beginning of the season, I wasn't going to be surprised if they did come in with a record of 1-4, 0-5, you know, potentially as they came in. So where they're at doesn't surprise me because of the strength of schedule. The number of kids that they had to that they lost from last year and had to replace, you knew there was going to be some growing pains in there for them. So, but they've adapted well. They've still been able to put up some decent production. Numbers, defense still just kind of does what it is, and they're Creston, you know, they're you know, hard-nosed football team and always going to compete down there. So yeah, so I think it's where it's at and what they've kind of evolved. You know, I think for Atlantic, forcing them to have to throw the ball is going to be a plus. You know, take away that running game. The experience of the quarterback isn't quite what they had with Kale Turner. He doesn't really want to run the ball either as much. So there again, forcing him to run the ball will be a plus for Atlantic. Offensively for Atlantic, Creston's got a pretty good nose guard in there. Probably one of the best you'll see in Southwest Iowa in there, in the Mickelson kid. So he's very, very disruptive in there. So it'd be a matter of that offensive line be able to contain him. And you guys kind of talk about Gavin and Ethan and Tyson, you know, doing a lot of running. But, you know, I think the unsung heroes has been that offensive line for Atlantic this year. They've done such a very admirable job and been very productive and doing their assignments. So with that being said, yeah, Trojans on the road. Yeah, it's Creston week. So there's no other team that they would rather beat at this point. So we'll go on with the Trojans.
Okay, Chris, you have an opportunity to leave Christian on a limb or you can join him. And you've picked against Atlantic before and had no qualms or issues.
I have. And I don't necessarily fault him for picking the other way.
No.
This is going to be a good game. This is going to be a battle. And
this is probably more legitimate than last week.
Yeah, I agree. So. Yeah,
so yeah, I screwed up with that one. Yeah, I'll be honest with that one.
Knoxville put up more of a fight than I thought they would, though. I'll give them that. They had some plays in there. But,
that was more of a fight.
But, yeah, these two teams, obviously the history, and especially in the recent years, they really do not like each other. The way that the seasons have ended and some things have gone have not been great for Atlantic's way. So I think they always, anytime you get a chance to return that favor, they're going to try to take advantage of it. I just think that the things that Atlantic does well matches up well in this game. You know, I think Atlantic's done a pretty good job of slowing down teams that want to run the ball. And that's where that strength is will be for them. And then, obviously, on the offensive side, you know, running the ball is what Atlantic does. And I think that that's going to be something that they can do. I know Matt mentioned, you know, great guy in the middle up front, but Everything that they've asked them to do so far as maybe throwing in a wrinkle, a play here or there, it's all been well blocked. I mean, they're doing what they're supposed to do up front, like you said. And they've sprung different guys from different directions, and I think that's what's going to help them against this Creston team, you know, mixing it up a little bit. I've just been impressed by Atlantic. I did want to mention, too, there was one particular play last week where I saw Gavin McLaren block a man until he reached near the sideline and then blocked that guy with his other hand as well. So shout out to Mr. McLaren because he doesn't give up on a play. I think that's the kind of effort it's going to take to win this game, and I think they'll do it. I'm going to go with the Trojans.
So with our last two picks, we all agree Shenandoah wins against Red Oak and then Atlantic at Creston. Christian, you're on a limb.
I'm on a limb. But you know what? That's okay.
That is okay.
But I will preface this by saying, go Trojans. So.
Go. Well done. We want to thank everyone for joining us again on Who's Going to Win Week 6 edition. Asa Lucas with Matt Mullinex, Chris Parks, Christian Adams, and a special thank you to Rush CPA and Fairway for sponsoring our show. Go Trojans.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA and Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey, Garrett, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Yeah, Becky, this week we have a great deal on Pepsi, Coke, 7-Up, 12-pack, 12-ounce cans. Buy three, get three free. Great for the grill, T-bone steaks for only $9.88 a pound. We have our Frito-Lay party-sized chips for only $3.88 each when you buy three. Get our fresh blackberries for only $1.98 for 6 ounces. We have a great savings to stock up the freezer on our 85% lean ground beef 10-pound tubes for only $3.88 a pound. And don't forget to check out the rest of our ad for all our great savings, and thank you for choosing your Atlantic Fairway.